All right, welcome to What's Your Price, episode 10. I'm excited here. I got two good guests. I have Chris Meyer and Phil Kunkka. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Did you have to look at your notes for our names?
No, I had your names. I just wanted to say them right. I didn't want to reverse the order somehow. I got Phil Meyer and Chris Kunkka.
I'm just happy you didn't put an S on it. That's what everyone does for me. You actually said Meyer. Thank you, Josh.
No worries, guys. What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. So I'm excited. This is our first episode that we're doing in person, not on Zoom. So this is cool. It's going to be fun.
Don't cough on us.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys have all been vaccinated, so we're good.
You know, what's cool, too, is that we're in Candies.
Yes, we are. We're in Candies doing it. Thank you for the plug. I wasn't going to plug it, but thank you.
He was going to plug it.
All right. So just so you guys know, I'm sure you guys have watched a bunch of the podcasts, but the way it works, it's called What's Your Price? I'm going to ask you guys questions, and you're going to tell me how much money it costs to do the things. And then I'll get to know you guys a little bit throughout this whole thing. First question. It's always the first question every episode. How much money would it take you guys to get in the ring against Mike Tyson? And feel free. You guys can ask some questions and that sort of stuff. But
I have a clarifying question.
Okay.
Is this like pay-per-view, the whole world's watching, sold out, you know, casino, MGM Grand?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Hopefully you would sell out. It's going to be whether somebody would pay to see you fight Mike Tyson. So that's the pay-per-view numbers will be that.
What age are we fighting him at?
This in his prime. And actually, does it matter?
Yeah, it does. Because I would definitely take him when he was like 12.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
I'd take him when he was like 8.
I still think he'd beat you guys both up at 8.
He might, but like I have a fighting chance at 8. So right, it would change the price a lot there.
Let's do in his prime.
In his prime.
And here's the rule. You have to throw at least one punch.
Do I have to make contact?
No, I mean.
Okay, so I just got to try.
Probably not going to make
so
contact.
So you're like, what you're saying is I can't run out of the ring.
Yeah, you just can't run around like a bitch. That's the whole key to the throwing the punch. And to set you up to get really knocked out.
My honest take on this is that I would want to get paid what his opponents were paid.
Okay.
Right? Like they had more defense than I do, right? I'm going to get punched in the face, and I'm probably going to break my neck.
Okay.
that's likely going to happen.
Yeah.
So I would say the purse on that for me, I'd say a mil.
You want that pay-per-view money.
I want that pay-per-view
money. Okay, that's fair.
That's what I would do.
That's a very high amount, but
I think that's low.
Okay.
But just because, again, I want what his opponent's getting. But didn't McGregor make like a mil on a fight?
I don't think McGregor ever fought Mike Tyson.
Well, I know that. I'm saying like in general. Isn't that what like a fighter? I don't know how much
they're at all different. Like the really good fighters make a lot of money. The ones
what's the highest pay that you've heard?
I don't know.
I think that Floyd Mayweather McGregor thing. Floyd Mayweather walked out with like 48 mil because he got a piece of the pay-per-view number.
Right. Yeah. That's so what I'm saying. I want a piece of the pay-per-view.
All right. That's actually a smart move.
I want a piece of the pay-per-view.
I think it's funny that you guys think you fighting Mike Tyson is going to be a big ticket on pay-per-view. That to me is the funniest thing ever.
Who wouldn't want to watch one of us get hit as hard as Mike Tyson can punch?
I mean, everyone's
like, everyone would want to watch
everyone's going to steal that. They're going to steal that internet.
That fight would last as long as some of his actual fights.
Yeah, they're going to steal that feed for sure.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but I wrestle when I was in high school.
Oh, God, here we go. All right, so what do you say, how much?
All right, so I'd say I'd say half of what McGregor got, so I'd go with 25 million.
25 million.
Because then I don't have to worry about medical bills down the road. I'm set in a way that, like, I can be a vegetable.
So I come with you tomorrow, I have $100,000 cash, and I go, you guys have to fight Mike Tyson, you're not going to do it.
But I got to go, like, the distance? I got to go, like, the full fight?
No, you get knocked out first, whatever.
No, 100,000 I wouldn't. Medical bills.
I'm doing it under. I want all the theatrics. I'm not just gonna do it in a backyard. Like I'm doing it at a massive, huge, sold out thing, and I'm coming out with music.
You guys,
yeah,
that would be the saddest. Like you come out with this music, you're all pumped up, and then you just get knocked out right off the bat, dude. That would be good.
I'd come out to Chumbawamba.
Ooh, that's a good song.
Yeah, that would be my.
What's your
song?
Walkout song?
Oh shoot,
yours is I Get Knocked Out. But I don't get up again.
Probably never getting up again.
I'd want to like really switch it up so that like people just aren't ready for it. What is that? Walk 1,000 miles.
I don't know. I don't think you sang that part very well at all.
Not I would walk 500 miles.
No. But maybe that's what I would do too. That would be a good song.
When I wake up, you bring the actual guys from the Swedish band.
No, just
but you
just
have to give them your money because you bought them.
It would be a great hype song. I'd come out to Tequila.
That's a good one.
Because you just like you just get the crowd going every time. Tequila.
And then before you go into the ring, you take a shot of tequila.
I'd have to, dude. I'd
yeah,
be
you'd
so
have
drunk
to get banged
fight.
Up for that. I'm gonna pick your guys' walk up song, and it's gonna be the Titanic theme song.
Ooh, I like that.
That everybody just plays where everyone's drowning, because that's what would happen if you guys fought Mike Tyson.
I wouldn't be against it.
Dory, somebody would edit the you guys getting knocked out to it anyway, because that seems.
It's funny you ask
to.
This question, and like with everything that's going on, with like you know you got the YouTubers fighting actual boxers, yeah. And like this is not that far outside the realm of possibility.
No,
that this fight could be set up.
No, I mean I'd have to pay Mike Tyson a lot of money, and then you guys not as much. But somebody said they do it for $10,000, so they already outbid you guys. So.
Wow, I was gonna say my lowest.
That's the goal.
I'm saying like my lowest if it was like. If you really could put the money together right now, $250,000.
Okay.
I think that's my lowest.
See, that's where I feel
you could
like
almost put a down payment on a house in San Diego with that.
Yeah.
Well, no, you could put
I feel
a
like
down
100,000,
payment, but
100,000 would go to my medical bills. And then I'd pay off some of my student loan.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I like that question. I like it. Next question. It's a little bit easier. How much to do a bar mat shot? Do you guys know what a bar mat shot is?
All the junk.
Yeah, all the stuff. They bartend at the end of the night. It falls in the mat. And then you pour that in a shot glass.
Who's around?
What?
Like, is it like my friends? Or are we at like a bar that nobody knows?
We're here at El Prez.
In Candy's Boom Boom Room.
Ooh. If there's a whole audience at a stadium full of. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Sounds like you just want
no,
the attention.
No, that one I would go pretty reasonable on, okay. Honestly. If I'm drunk enough and it's like the garbage, I would do that for like $100.
$100?
Yeah. All that's right. Not that bad.
$90.
$90. I'll do it for all 90. Right. What about 80? What about 80? Hey, we got 80?
I'll do it for $89.99.
All right, that's good. We're going to make that one happen one night between the three of us. We're going to get drunk and do that.
Perfect.
Now, we'll get back to the questions, but let's talk about you guys, first of all. Chris, where are you from?
Upstate New York, Albany.
Okay, cool. And Phil?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. So let's go. Chris, how did you get out to California or San Diego?
I was living and working in Boston. I went through a few too many winters out there, and the company that I work for now was opening up an office out here, and I was like, sign me up. I'd love to go start that office.
Okay, cool. How about you, Phil?
Yeah, I interned with a special needs education attorney my junior year of college up in San Clemente, actually, and fell in love with California and just made it a point that that's where I was going to live.
Wow, that's so cool. And you did charity and everything. Jesus, right. Ladies, are you kidding me? He's single. So some people might not know you guys. The three of us.
Most people don't.
Most people. Almost that's all right. People. Well, they will after this. Yeah. So the three of us started PB Backyard Comedy. It's a company, very good company for comedy shows in Pacific Beach and all San Diego. But it was just kind of an idea that you guys had just in the first. You guys were just doing shows in your backyard. Talk about that first.
You want to kick it off?
Sure. So Chris and I started our stand-up in January 2020. And we got on stage. I think he got on stage a little more than I did. But we probably on stage, I was on maybe 8-10 times right before COVID hit. And then COVID hit, which took away open mics, which, Josh, as you know, you need that for experience.
I mean, I don't, but
not you.
You guys, they need it, but I didn't, so.
And then middle of the pandemic, Chris and I decided to move. We found this place that had this really nice backyard, and I walked into the backyard, and it kind of looked like a stage.
I walked into the backyard and said that looks like a stage.
We'll let him think that, but
okay,
it's definitely me. And then after that, we were like, hey, well, why don't we just like, you know, can I curse on this show? Can I be?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. We're like, well, let's just fuck around. Let's invite all the comics that we used to do the open mics with at the Beachcomber, which is a place local here in Mission Beach. Let's invite them all in the backyard and we'll just do our own little show. So we invite some friends over and context matters, right? So this is like mid-June. Everything's shut down. There's
part of the pandemic.
Yeah, very much so. And we do this kind of practice run in the backyard, and afterwards, everyone's kind of looking around at each other like, and you were there for that first show.
First show, yeah. And actually, let me correct. It wasn't the heart of the pandemic. This was after it just reopened for the first time.
Yeah.
Like the city opened. It was a very soft opening. It was like restaurants were kind of open in like June.
It was still sketch, though. It was still like assembling a bunch of people in your home was frowned upon, to say the least.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But then we were like, all right, let's do it again. Let's try it and see how. And every time we did the show, more people heard about it. More people wanted to come. And then we were like, let's break out of the backyard and start going to parks and beaches.
Yeah, and it was that first big show we did that it was, Josh, you were standing right next to me.
Yep.
And you were like, yo, like, guys, we can do this. Like, the three of us can do this. And that's kind of where the partnership started. And it just kind of grew into what we are now.
Yeah, we did a show on the beach, and it ended up being great. And then all of us were like, why don't we do this and make this thing happen? and we brought safe comedy shows during a pandemic, and now we just keep going with them. How did we meet though? Like, you guys, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So,
it's a good story.
Yeah. The way that,
especially cause I come out looking good in this.
Yeah,
story.
He does. He actually comes
Josh
out really
is
good.
Actually a great guy in this story.
He's
believe it or not.
Ladies, Josh is amazing.
Drake for lying.
So, the way that we met was actually, I'd been coming to Candy's show, pretty consistently on Wednesdays. Depressing side, I had just gone through a breakup, and I was like, all right, I got to find a way to get out on my own. I really like comedy, all this. So I started coming to the Candy show. Chris and I move in together. We start talking about stand-up comedy.
What month did you guys move in together?
November 2019.
Late November, yeah,
okay.
2019.
And this was at the place where we did the shows or somewhere else?
No, a place before that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'd been coming to the shows. Chris and I started talking comedy. He told me he'd done a class and was like, hey, man, like, let's start getting on stage. So we made a deal with each other that during December, because we were both going to kind of be home, we'd start writing.
Cool.
And so we started writing during December, and then it was January 15th. I was all set to go at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, but I didn't understand the system exactly.
Yeah.
Other than that, I had to call and like get my name put in. So I called, and they were like, it's a ticketed show. And I was like, I don't know. What does that mean?
Yeah, of course.
And they were like, oh, it means that there's no open mic. Like, you're shit out of luck, kid. And I was like, fuck. Well, all right, who do I know in stand-up, because I couldn't find anywhere to do shows. So I reached out to you, Josh, on Instagram, actually. And I remember the text was something along the line of like, hey, man, I don't know you. You don't really know me. This
I've
might
been
seem-
watching you a lot of the shows.
I've been watching every Wednesday, just, you look so good.
It was weird.
But no, you actually, you replied pretty quickly and very nicely. You were like, hey, man, like, message me on Facebook. I'll hook you up. Message on Facebook, and then you connected me with this group where you can see all the open mics.
The comedy open mic group.
Yeah, so that's when we like had our first introduction, and then we did that. We had you in the backyard, and then I think it was after that backyard was the first backyard show. Chris and I invited you out to dinner to kind of just talk comedy and how to produce shows, because you'd been doing it for so long. We were like, we might as well pick his brain. And that's where I, like, truthfully, even before that big show, I think that's where, like, the partnership really did start.
Yeah.
Because you were very open and just helpful, where you're like, yeah, like, I'd love, like, anything comedy related, let's do it.
And I like the phrase context matters. Like, Josh doesn't know Phil or I at this point at all. He came to our house to do this random backyard show, and then we invite him out to dinner to essentially, like, mine his brain for, like, all the best things that, you know, that have worked for both producing shows and being on shows, because we're asking from both angles.
Yeah.
And he just, like, took the dinner and he sat with us and was like very, you know, he shared everything. And it was really
cool.
We
were wined up too. We had a couple bottles of wine too.
So brought him to Anoteca, Italian dinner. No, but like that was really cool. And you were so approachable. And I think it made it so after we did do that one beat show, we were like, all right, Josh is, he's like a real, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't like, fuck you guys. Like, I'm not taking, I don't want to talk to you about this stuff. You know, that was really cool of you.
Well, and that's one thing, like, with new comics, I'm always willing to help new comics. I don't want to watch their material or get into all that, but I'll point you the way. And then it's, you just have to put in the work. And then finally, it just takes time in this to get good. Like, it's really the thing. So I was like, yeah, I'll point you the right way.
Yeah.
But, and then we just ended up doing the shows and all that stuff. And we'll get into those shows more, too.
Josh, real quick, because I'd be curious. Do you remember me messaging you?
I remember the message, yes.
You remember getting that message.
I do.
And then... I was trying to figure this out the one day. How did we invite you to that first show? Was it just a random hit up on Instagram again?
I think you guys hit me up, yeah.
That's all it was?
Or I might have messaged you seeing that. Was that the first show I did?
The very first show you're on,
okay,
yeah.
Then you guys had to have messaged me.
I must have. We were trying to figure it out the other day where I was like, I can't remember.
There was no stage time anywhere. Yeah. So I was like, hell yeah, let's do it for sure. All right, we'll get back into PB Backyard Comedy, more stuff. Next one. How much would it cost to get you to go streaking at a game? This is like before COVID, when things were going well, audience, like full packed house.
What sport?
We'll go baseball. We'll go Petco Park.
See, that actually gives me a little hesitation, because I do enjoy going to baseball games, because there's something about going to them.
Yeah.
But I'd be fine if I didn't go during a year. And I imagine you get banned.
What do you think?
I'd probably do it. $500.
$500?
Probably $500. No, oh, shoot. Oh, I just I just thought about the indecent exposure.
We'll raise that now.
Yeah. I just thought about the indecent
exposure.
And also,
like, if someone from your office happens to be in the crowd and you're on the Jumbotron, they're like, that's Phil.
The partner
like
does have season
now.
Tickets. The partner does have season tickets.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like yeah. That, yeah.
Okay, so let's go to, we'll say it's a Cincinnati Reds game. Like,
okay, so we're in a random city.
Random city.
Can't be found out by our bosses unless we do something really terrible.
I mean, it might be
on
camera.
Center.
I mean, I'm not going to say right. Nobody's going to film it.
I think that one for me, at the end of it, I want to be able to, like, buy a new car.
Okay.
Like, I want to be able to, and not even, like, a ridiculous car, like a Toyota 4Runner. Like,
okay.
A 2020 used, 20,000 miles.
All right.
So I need, like, 35 grand.
35 grand's a new car, dude.
Look at the 4Runners. I was just thought, you'll see.
All right.
Honestly, I'm gonna go a lot higher because now I'm thinking about the indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Which that you're like a registered pedophile, dude. You're a registered. You like
in
you're
Cincinnati.
A sex offender.
Okay.
I think you have to register everywhere, dude. I don't know. I think you know how to sex
okay,
offenders
so
work.
Okay. So how much at a high school game?
That's
$2.
Your
$2.
Life's over. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So no money on that one.
All right. Realistic. Let's say. 1.5 million.
Okay, so now I'm going to say in a it's ridiculous, but in a pink just bikini. So you know indecent exposure how much?
$500.
$500? You heard it right here first.
I would get a Toyota Camry with that one. It's probably like 20 grand.
I love how your dollar amounts is in cars.
I need objects.
I mean,
at the end of this.
I
need
guess
money.
The thing that I keep forgetting is that I do have a legal job. Because that is a misdemeanor. You're still looking at a misdemeanor
yeah,
there.
Aren't you good? You can't fight out of that thing?
No, dude. That's
I mean,
pretty
what's
blame.
The worst thing that happens, honestly? You run out with your bikini on. They tackle you. You get speared.
Yeah.
They
a
stick
night
you in
jail,
the thing. You
I'm
go
sure.
to jail.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't. Yeah. I'd get a.
Yeah. Look
bikini
at the judge.
Thing's easy.
Wait. Let's do this. $500 plus my legal fees.
Okay. That's fair. We'll do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to have to pay for that.
Right. Yeah. You want to net out.
Yeah,
I got
it. Because now I'm like $500. That would cost me more than that to fight it.
So $500
plus
legal fees.
My legal fees.
Right. Yep. I mean, you're a lawyer, so you could just fight it for
Dude,
free.
The dumbest lawyers represent themselves.
All right,
I'm representing. Well,
how
our
much
company.
Would it cost for you to streak the proceedings of his case? So while he's
yeah, so you have to
you
go.
Gotta run through.
But it's my streaking case.
Yeah, it's his streaking case, and you gotta streak the courtroom.
I think in the court you can probably get shot, right?
No, dude, just don't go near the judge.
Yeah, Jesus. That's a good one. I would do that for 10 grand.
So quick. He's getting good at this.
All right. How about this one? How much to get slapped by one of those professional slappers?
Oh, dude.
You guys have seen those guys on ESPN. Yeah. They're all like from Russia.
The guys pass out after they get
or
hit.
Or Belarus. They just hang on like.
Oh, man. I have a follow-up. Do I know for sure that they're not smacking my ear and blowing my eardrum permanently? Like, am I making it out of there? With
yeah,
just
what's the precision?
I mean, they're
going to
slap your face. I mean, I
yeah,
don't.
Okay.
He can't control that. He can't control
possible.
That is what he's saying.
I mean, we'll tell him, hey, man, put it
try.
On.
Watch out for the
face.
Ear. Yeah.
Yeah, really try. I'd pay an extra $10 for them not to try to hit, like, to only hit his ear.
We're definitely not going to tell him that.
Man, that one, I almost feel like I'd rather fight Mike Tyson. Yeah. I swear to God.
Well, Mike Tyson, you could
like
at least get like a glancing
too.
Blow.
I
don't
you
know.
Guys
I
think
I,
you could take it?
No, I definitely think I could because I have my one Marine buddy. I think still has the video. We're in a bar and we were having a slap fight because he's bigger than me. And I was like, all right,
we should splice
let's
that
do
over
it.
This if we have it.
And I mean, he hit me pretty hard, so I'm gonna go $500 plus my medical.
Okay.
Because the medical I can't really control. So if he hits my ear. It's a higher expense because he fucked my ear up, but
I love it.
You know, if I just handle it, I can handle it. $500.
Let me guess, you're gonna go to Toyota Camry.
No. I'll deal with the car stuff. I would say 10 grand.
Okay.
Yeah, because that
dude, 10 grand is a lot.
I know it. I want a lot.
You're a bitch.
How dare you?
I will slap you
in front
right
of, in front of all these people.
Let's do this. How much to get slapped by each other?
Oh,
wait. I mean, he gets a fair shot back, or like it's just. Just him hitting me, I get nothing.
You
back.
Guys get to pay each other to slap each other.
Oh, wow! That's
I mean,
tough,
I
man.
Honestly, I would slap Phil for free.
I
if
know.
I wouldn't. It would if
no, but you
got to
take
us paid
to
nothing
take
a, to be
no,
able to smack him.
It's
for free.
But you
but
get to slap
then I just
him.
Get to hit you right back.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, no money. It needs to be involved.
But
we just
so
do
here's
it.
Where the money comes in. You slap him. He gets the money, and then he slaps you.
You
get the
nothing.
Money.
You'd get nothing in your scenario.
In this scenario, so long as I get to slap Phil Kunkka in the face,
okay, so
I don't
how
need
much
any
to
money.
Him because I'm going to arrange this.
I do it for $50.
Okay, so for $50 and for free, you guys will slap
yes.
each other.
Yep.
Do I get some drinks?
Done deal, dude. Yeah, we'll get you drunk.
Perfect.
I mean, we might even need this after a couple of
we'll set this up at a show. We'll do it in front
of everybody.
We'll
do it at a show.
Yeah. There we go.
I'll take a smack in front of a crowd for $50.
I like it.
But then I get to crack you for free.
I know.
Oh, okay.
You could have picked an amount, dude.
Wow, dude. Yeah, you're not good at negotiating. This is why we can't have him handle any of our contracts.
No, I know shit.
Sales and marketing.
We were going to pay him, but he's like, nope, give it to me for free. Hell yeah, I can't wait. One of these shows, we're going to be doing this before a show, and everyone's going to be like, what the hell just happened? Watch the podcast.
That'd be great. We just go, hey, if you want to know what's going on, check out What's Your Price. Crack!
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
All right, back to questions. So you did try comedy at an open mic your first time.
Yeah, so I actually, in Boston is where it all started. So I went to the Improv Asylum. They had like a training school. There's like 6 levels, and you graduate, and you would do like house shows there. So I did the improv comedy because you got a team around you, and I felt like that would help me get confidence to perform in front of audiences.
Okay.
I honestly didn't like it that much. Like, I was good enough to make the house teams and perform, but not having a plan going out there is just not my style. Like, I like writing, and I like, you know, knowing what I'm going to say when I walk out from a bunch of people. So then we move out to San Diego, and there's a class up in L.A., like Phil was saying, and basically the graduation from that is you go up, like, there's 8 classes, then you do 1 5-minute set at the L.A. Improv. So I did that, and it went well enough where I was like, oh, man, like, all right.
That was in San Diego?
Yeah, so I'd moved out to San Diego.
Okay.
He drove up to L.A.
Oh, you drove up to L.A.
L.A. And I basically would do this every week. I'd drive up to L.A., take this class for, you know, 2.5 hours on a Sunday, and then come back.
Okay.
So I was just like, I was really trying to, like, learn it and figure it out how to do it right, but now I know that classes are not the way. You should just go to open mics, right?
Yeah.
But, that's kind of like how it started with me. And
I mean, classes are good to get through some of it, to get over the stage fright and prepare a little bit. But, I mean, basically, the you just got to try it out.
Right.
The shit you say, you got to try it out. Even if it's with your friends or you're just getting on stage or open mics, like, it's a lot of trial and error. Because you think something's going to be the funniest thing ever. You try it on stage and everyone just goes, and you're like, oh, my God, I thought that was going to kill. So it just doesn't. But,
right.
I think the class is what they help with, because stage thing aside.
Yeah.
I think structure, learning how to structure a joke, just basic form, but then how to break form even. Because I did a, and I signed up with it not knowing this was one of them, but the master classes with Steve Martin. And he does, like, he basically tells you, like, look, like, the only way you're going to figure out what's funny is by doing it in front of friends and doing it on stage. But here's the basic structure. And he, like, one of the things he says is, like, The whole point of a joke is build pressure, break the pressure.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but as you get better, you can build pressure. And, like, you just keep going at where the crowd's like, when's this going to happen?
Oh, wow.
And then you cut it. So he, like, talks about kind of the formation of jokes and how to go, okay, this is where you want to hit it now. So that's where I've always found, like, those types of things helpful.
Yeah, that's good. I've never taken a class. Maybe I should. Maybe I'd be better. But I didn't even know that there was a joke structure. Oh, well.
Just be funny.
Just
be
you. Be funny, man. That's the key, right? Let's ask you this. So the first show in San Diego, where did you do it at?
The Beachcomber.
Okay. How did it go?
That night actually went well enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of friendlies in the crowd that night. And as Phil was saying earlier, like, we took it very serious before we went to this first one. So I felt like I had everything memorized and scripted the way I wanted to do it, even like the, you know, gestures with the hands and the physical comedy and stuff. So I was very encouraged after that, was definitely humbled, not, you know, maybe the next week or the week after, just like, there were definitely nights of bombing, but that first night was really special at that place.
And then you kept going back?
We went there every week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was the cadence pretty much.
Yeah,
and
the Beachcomber was our
stuff
spot
every week, which again is not what we should have been doing.
Yeah,
but like, we, you know, one of my favorite comedians is Louis C.K., right? And what's he known for? Every year he throws out his stuff.
New hour, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, every week I got to throw out my 3 to 5 and do. It's like, no, you got to make a good 3 to 5 over 2 months.
Well,
something like that.
The tough thing too was, and this kind of goes towards the PB Backyard comedy thing, is Chris and I are always worried about putting on a good show, and we were bringing a lot of our friends were coming back every week, so it was like, how can I tell the same joke in front of my friend? They know this one.
Yep.
Like, you know, they've heard it, and yeah, well, they know we're starting off, but like, that was kind of the mindset too, was we can write every week, we can do something. But I don't think I ended up writing every week. I think I wrote a total of like 4 or 5 jokes out of the 8-10 times I went up.
So, and that's one of the thing, new comics, they always invite their friends, and I did it. My first two shows, all my friends came. First show I did all right. Second show they came, they're like, you're going to do the same stuff? And so that's why I always suggest, like, don't have your friends go for a while until you kind of get...
Dude, the worst is it was Joel. It wasn't us. We weren't inviting our friends. It was Joel was going up on stage with us, too, and he'd invite everyone. Yeah. And we're like, I remember looking at one week, I was like, it'd be nice if, like, everybody wasn't here. And he was like, what?
Well, I also just feel like it's not a good, like, litmus test for if you're being funny, because they're being kind to
they're
you.
They're so kind to you.
They're like, oh, he's trying. Definitely. It's cute. Look at these. But, like...
Yeah.
Erase all of them, which would happen some nights because you're last on the list. And like, you know, I'm not sticking around here till 11 to watch you play, you know, on stage. And then you're like, oh, yeah, this isn't funny.
Yep.
Yep.
So you guys, you guys got a taste of that. How much to go silent for a month?
Dude, that'd be so hard for me.
You wouldn't be the same at the end of that.
I think you would go through
weird.
A nice journey.
You'd be like, when you would talk to people, you'd understand.
You'd
like,
definitely be yoga, Zen-ish.
3,000.
3,000?
Yeah, because I want $100 a day. I want $100 a day.
3,000 is a very reasonable number.
Yeah, but I feel like how much did you get paid? You got paid what? $24 an hour, basically. No, my math is so bad. That was so bad.
How do you enforce this, and what are the consequences if I break it? Like,
you owe me the money.
Oh, wow.
We'll have video surveillance on you 24/7.
$3,000.
It's gonna cost.
I don't know if I could do it. I honestly don't. Especially.
But if you had to, the question isn't if you could. It's how much would it be?
Had to.
Don't bitch out on this one too. Oh,
man. Toyota Prius. $10,000.
No, we're going into millions on this one.
What?
It's
oh my god!
You know how long
you said less
be?
Money to fight Mike Tyson. You're
out
of your mind.
I get to talk about how it was at the
you're
end.
You're out
of
your mind. You get to talk about how you went a month without speaking.
That. I'm an extrovert, dude. That would be very tough.
I'm an extrovert as well. I'm not saying it wouldn't be hard, but $3,000.
The consequences, if you slip up once, you got to pay.
All right.
So that's why I guess you got to go low.
So, because if you go a million, you got
to
give me
a
million.
Yeah, I guess I'd have
You're
to
in
go
debt
like,
forever.
Because I don't think I could make it $5.
I love it because I feel like we almost just did the slap thing right now. We almost saw it with the two of them.
I'm just saying, he's
that's
lying
every,
right
that's
now.
That's every day with us. There's
Wait,
a,
hold on
like
a second. Hold
moment.
On a second. You're telling me you got $10,000. I got $10,000 right here, and I go
for
just a
for
month.
30 days.
For
not 30
days.
Speaking
30
once.
Days. You
How
wouldn't?
Is that even possible?
You
would,
I'm not asking
job?
If it's possible. You're saying no? You're like, no, I wouldn't do it.
I would do it. I would. But for a low price.
Here's how I know
it.
Chris is dumb. You can write notes, bro.
No.
Yeah, you could text.
You could text.
$5.
You said, I'm going to lose my job. I would write a note to my boss. I'd be like, hey, I'm about to make $10,000. I'll give you two. You let me take this month
off. And then
off.
He'll be like, yeah, I need you to work. Here's $20,000, idiot.
Oh, come perfect. I just perfect. Made $10,000
yeah,
and
yeah,
I paid Josh.
Right. Yeah.
Leverage it against each other. You guys aren't going to make money
that
off that.
That honestly sounds impossible.
It'd be a hard one.
Yeah.
It'd be a hard one.
I think it'd be easy, but $3,000.
$3,000. All right, perfect. Well, hopefully we can get people to raise money for that. How much to wear two arm casts for a week?
Wait, are they like, because the way you're positioning right now, are
the
they
full
held up?
Arm casts.
I know, but like, are they, because I've seen arm casts where they're like.
Yeah, that one.
So I've got support.
Well, that's nice.
I got support.
Ooh. Yeah, you have support.
Just 1 week.
We'll go 1 week. It used to be a month. Cast? It used to be a month, but we could tell you guys can't do anything for a month.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll do a week.
All right.
I feel like that one's funny. I would do that for like $500.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lock him in. $500. This dude's calculating numbers like Goodwill Hunting style.
Now, you know that scene where
in, the Hangover.
The Hangover, yeah. It's all those numbers, but none of them make sense. Yeah, $500.
$500.
Yeah.
So you guys realize with two arm casts,
I love the explanations after the fact.
You have no one to wipe your ass.
Oh, that's not being paid for?
I guess you are roommates.
I got a good girl in my life, so.
You guys are roommates,
Abby,
so.
Abby would wipe you. I would never. All right, so $500 plus.
So you guys are both going to do two arm casts at the same time for $1,000 next week.
Plus hospice care. Like whatever I need to get my ass wiped.
That's like fucking $10,000.
Is it?
I think
for
so.
For a week?
I think so.
Dude.
All right, so $500.
Why does he know the – why would you know that?
Because hospice care, everything's expensive with the
hospital.
I don't
think it's like $10,000, though.
It's probably a lot of money. No. It's more than two arm casts for
– Wait. I got one for you. I got one for you. Ready? How much for Chris to wear arm casts and you wipe his ass for a week.
Dude, you wouldn't do that for
that
me?
That would be fucking...
How much money for that?
That would be 100 grand.
100 grand to wipe my ass?
Just to wipe your friend's
100
ass?
100 grand cash to wipe his ass, and I would not
Chris,
even do a very good job.
Chris, I would do it for 500.
$500.
Yeah.
Right?
So
yeah.
So he makes 500, I make 500.
I thought we're Let's supposed to be partners
up.
Here.
I'm just saying, dude.
If we can put
you're
together
let me walk
a grand,
with
you
got to
be careful how you say partners.
My shorts.
and that 100 grand, I'm going to be honest, I would not even do a very good job. And I probably wouldn't wipe. I would hose you off.
That's still getting the job done. His
I would
cast
put
can
you
get
against
wet.
The wall.
Wait, dude, his cast can get
you
wet.
I
we'll put trash
I
bags.
I think I just invented something. So for people.
Oh, no, no. I would buy you a bidet.
Exactly. A bidet with a sensor.
Yeah.
Or voice activated.
That's
Alexa,
not what my question was,
spray.
Though. It was
so
to wipe
I will
his
buy
ass.
Him a bidet. So
no, my
good.
Question was to wipe his ass. You got to wipe
right.
it.
I told you what my amount was.
You got to remember.
Well, here's the deal.
Like,
here,
words
fans,
matter.
Right now, you heard it right here, right now. $500 for him to wear it. $500 for me to wipe his ass while he's wearing it.
That's amazing. The fact that you want to wipe
easy
his
money,
ass
dude.
Is just mind-blowing.
Here's the thing, dude. I didn't say on his time. It's whenever I'm ready to wipe it.
But the longer it sits in there, the grosser it's going to be for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, bro, that's gross.
You don't want it sitting in there too long, all
this
mashed
episode
up.
Just got so gross.
Yeah.
All
you
right.
You're going to have to pull the pants down.
Speaking of gross, how much for you guys to sleep in a dumpster for 24 hours?
Dude.
In Pacific Beach.
You're going to hate my answer to this, so I'm going to go second.
You're going to say $5 million.
$100.
$100?
Yeah, dude. I once slept in like a construction tube for a night. This is like nothing.
Dude, I feel like we're going to do all these things tomorrow and you're going to be like $3,000 richer.
Exactly, man. That'd be awesome.
Everyone's like, oh, I could have done. You could have made like $20,000. You made $3,000. What's your answer?
I would do it for no money. And here's why.
Wait, dude, you got it. You got to stop.
But
your sales are
why.
So
no,
bad.
That's why you're going to hate the answer.
He doesn't understand this game.
But I'm just being honest, right? So there's this stoic philosopher, Seneca. He wrote a short passage essay called On the Shortness
wait,
of Life.
Wait, did he go to SDSU?
No, UCSD.
I don't know, man. I don't know,
yeah.
man.
And he talks about how, like, you know, in order to – you should be able to live on the street for a night. This is a guy who had, like, a lot of, you know, luxury, rich guy, very, you know, famous in his time. But he would go out and he would just sleep on the street to remind himself of, like, none of that shit matters. So if I can't – I should be able to do that for one night in Pacific Beach in a dumpster.
Okay. But I don't even think the homeless people are sleeping in the dumpster.
No.
You're just going above and beyond for free.
For
one
free.
Pour, lock it in.
It. So wait, so how do we get you to commit to a night? How about this? Let's so that we can get him to commit to a night. How much money goes to charity?
Ooh.
So like it's you
how
don't
much
get
of the
money.
Free money goes to charity.
No. You don't get it. Like you don't get the money.
Yeah, right.
So you're doing
oh,
it for
so
charity.
We could actually raise money.
How yeah.
much the $0
yeah.
goes
oh,
to
I would
charity.
Do that.
If, how so much? If people would do it, like how much right now, if his listeners raise this yeah. much money, you get to pick the charity. It goes to a homeless
whatever
charity.
Amount.
Whatever
amount.
There
whatever
we
amount.
We could just do
whatever
this
money
for
gets
whole,
raised.
We could do this for PB Backyard Comedy and raise money,
all
and
right.
everyone could contribute. I will sleep in
this,
a dumpster
dude.
That night.
Don't put my
Chris. No, he said
in
him.
A dumpster.
He said he's going to
okay.
sleep.
I'll
in a
do
dumpster.
It. I'll do it.
That's a guy right there, you guys. We're going to raise some money for sure. Let's go back actually real quick to the first time you did comedy. Was it? Well, actually, you didn't tell how you did. How was your first set?
I actually did my first set without Chris. We were supposed to go up together that week. He said.
Oh,
he
so were you guys going up together?
Not like at the same time.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm wondering.
No. Yeah, like it wasn't like one. Like we weren't two guys during one.
You just
set.
Met. You guys
like,
went
at the same.
Two guys,
like,
one mic.
Okay.
Yeah. We went up the same night.
We stay together.
Yeah.
So.
But, no, I went.
And he didn't go with you that time. That's
right.
What you
so
mean.
He went okay. the week after. So January 15th was my first night.
Okay.
I thought I was doing okay.
Yeah.
But it was so at the Beachcomber it was 3 to 5. And again, I was stupid in comedy. Like, I didn't understand what that meant. And so I had a 3 minute, or I had a, like, it's actually like a 3:45 set. It's right around there, 3:30, 3:45. And, the last 30 seconds was my big punch.
Okay.
And it was Bilal, which you know Bilal.
Mm-hmm.
Bilal started to play me off at 3 minutes.
They played the music.
He started playing music and, like, literally, like, dances on stage and, like, takes me off stage. And I was like, what the fuck? Fuck.
Like it was Apollo Theater, old school.
Yeah.
Took the mic
straight
from
up, took the mic from me, and I was
humbling.
And I was so upset. So like in my mind, I was like, "What are you talking?" Like I had 5 minutes.
Were you ready
so
to
I
fight
watched
him?
The video because one of my buddies. No. But I did approach him the next week. I was like, "Hey, man, what the fuck? Like, I thought you said 3 to 5, and without missing a beat, and Bilal and I don't know each other at this point. We're really good friends now. Without missing a beat, he just goes, well, yeah, if you're good, you get 5. If you're not, you get 3. But I always attribute that as like the toughest but best lesson I learned in comedy right away, because I went back and I cut all the fat from that joke.
Yeah.
And that joke would crush. Like, that joke would do really well. Like, where it was all like, right, holy shit.
Easy.
Like, I mean,
crushed.
And with all my friends around it, crushed.
Okay. With my mom in the audience, it crushed.
Yeah. No, but it did well. It did well. So it was like one of those things where I instantly saw, like, when I started looking at the joke, I was like, oh, this first 30 seconds is dumb. Like, why am I saying all this? And I got rid of it.
Yeah, you were trying to fill time.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was more of like, to me, it was important.
So a lot of the times when you do comedy, you think that the more detail is better. So you have, like, you're telling the story with more detail, with a little bit of funny in it. And then you realize later as you're doing it, you're like, get to the funny parts of the story without losing
exactly,
the details.
Exactly. Just
but
cut
when
the
you
fat.
Start, you don't know that. And you don't even know that, even if you've been doing comedy for a while, till you get on stage and you go, oh, here's a laugh. I can cut this out. I don't need that.
That's why I think it was such a good lesson, because it was right off the bat. It hit hard.
Yeah.
But I took it to heart. And anytime I write a joke, I'm like, does this matter?
Yeah.
No? Get rid of it.
Makes sense. Makes sense. I don't even want to ask you guys this one, because I'm sure you'll do it for free. But how much to run a marathon on Saturday?
This Saturday.
If this Saturday.
A marathon's 32, right?
26.
Oh, okay.
Basically, from here to Oceanside.
Do I got to complete it in a certain amount of time?
No certain amount of time, but you have to complete it for the money.
Do I always have to be running, or can I walk?
No, you can walk.
I would do that for a grand to just be like, yeah, I'll run a fucking marathon this weekend.
You know what's funny is you would do it for free, but because I gave you shit,
I would have done it for free.
For saying that, you said a grand.
Yeah, because it's more just like the challenge of being like, go do this thing. It's like, fine.
Well, and you're in shape too, so like.
Not for running.
Not for running.
Get hurt.
Running's different shape.
I ran a half marathon once and I got a stress fracture in my foot. Like, that's a long way.
He's going to do this for 1,000.
But it's more, but 1,000. I'd do it for 1,000
okay.
Just to like go for it.
How about you?
$260.10.
I love it. So I feel like this also gives like just where they're at financially in their lives. I don't know if it is or not, but I mean, somebody's answers are way less than the other person's answers. So I don't know.
I would do it for 8 truffalo wings from SD Tap Room
tonight. Yeah, tonight. If you pay me for the food now, I'll do the marathon on Saturday. All right, man. I'll just buy you dinner, dude.
I just feel like I don't have to run the whole time. That's $1 a mile. And, like, then I get to be one of those assholes.
Oh,
that
that's
puts
how you got to the 10
that's
cents?
That's how you got your amount. Okay.
Because yeah, how long is the marathon? Like
26.1, right?
26.5 or 26.1.
Yeah, whenever
like
you said
that.
I was
what's
like,
up
oh,
with
it's
that
right
point one? Why?
I think they're just like, it's 26 miles isn't enough.
Well, no, it's because a marathon was originally.
We're going to kill him.
In Greek. It was in Greece. It was the guy that ran the marathon. His name was Marathon, I believe. But he, like, ran to deliver a message, and it happened to be 26.1 miles.
That's a fun fact.
That is a great fact. I want to know how
that's
much of
that
is
the best part
bullshit.
Of this episode is that
no, dude,
fact
that's real.
That
that's a real thing,
with.
Man.
I used to have a joke about people wanting me to run a marathon. I was like, I get pissed if you make me drive 26 miles. I'm definitely not running it.
Dude, you're like, I mean, that reminds me of your protesting joke. You're like, are we like on bikes? Or are we
yeah,
in cars?
Like, I'm down for your cause. I don't want to walk a mile. Like, what do we? I'm not gonna stand here all day. Is it hot? No way.
I guess I get it. Like, walking during a protest is to like make awareness. But like, can't we just stand in one place and do it?
That's. I mean,
I'm with you, man. Now that I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, can't we just like go into like a really busy place? We don't have to walk somewhere.
I'll support. I'll make a sign. Here's one that I don't think you guys will do very easy. But how much to ride a bull? Like, I would say for 8 seconds, but I don't think you'd make the 8 seconds.
Yeah, you can't give it. Just
dude,
to
I
get
can
on.
Do it in 8 seconds.
To get on, yeah. Get in the. So you could do the 8 seconds. That's
I
fine.
I can come close. I've been on one of those mechanical bulls and gone like 20-something seconds
oh,
when they're
bro.
Going wild, dude.
Okay, so not the mechanical bulls, a real bull. We're
I understand talking, that. I understand.
Tying your arm in there.
Yeah, I get
you're
that.
You're in the cage.
I mean, the mechanical.
All right, so this
will
be
long.
A low amount of money. Let's see. What is it?
A couple truffalo wings for best. You
we might double that up.
No, I would do that one for. See, the tough thing is like right now I'm going through my mind. I'm like, what did I say for the other ones? Like, is this equal or not? Play the tape back.
Which one do you want to know?
I don't know.
Let's get an answer, guys. I'm not.
Where am I? I know, but where am I at? Am I in Texas? Like, where am I in Spain?
We're gonna go to Ramona.
I'm in Ramona.
They have bowls. We're going to put you guys
like,
on bowls.
That made me want to do it for more money.
Yeah.
If I was in like Texas, like at a big stadium, like just like going like.
Yeah,
it's
guys,
like,
no one's paying to see you guys get on
no,
a
but
on
I,
a
dude, I think, bowl. I think, I here, okay, hold on a second. Because with this bowl thing, I think if we were in Texas, we don't have to tell them who we are. I think they just show up thinking like, oh, I'm going to a bull riding show. And then I walk out. Titanic songs
I
playing.
I think people would pay more money to see average Joes get thrown off.
I think
bowls.
So too.
I would.
Okay.
I don't watch it now, but I'd watch that.
I'd probably do that for $260.10 because that's gonna hurt just as much as the marathon.
I
dude.
Think that
plus medical costs. Plus medical costs. I gotta add that like one in.
This like one it. is exciting, frightening. I think you would definitely get really hurt. Like I think shoulders are gonna get dislocated and just like pounded, gored, all that stuff. So I'm going probably $25,000 on this one.
Wow,
I'm afraid of this one. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
A lot of money.
Big money guy here. Big money. Actually, we know what's up. He just wants the audience. You just care about the crowd.
I just want the car.
I'm sticking by my answer. $260 because you also get to tell your buddies like you did that.
Yeah, it is kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I love it because Phil, we're gonna film the whole episode just based on you.
Yeah.
And the theme was to see if everybody could do it. Now the theme is just going to be see if one guy can make it through everything. It'll be called.
That's the season.
Dude, as long as they make all that money,
what's your price? Survival mode.
Right.
Did the guy make it through the whole episode?
I'd do that.
Next one. I know you guys don't know much about sports, but we'll ask you this one. Major League Baseball, how much to get hit by a fastball from a major league pitcher?
Where are we getting hit?
Yeah, where?
In the body and right through here.
So you can
you're in the box.
You can guarantee me no headshot.
He's not going to hit you in the head.
Okay, you can guarantee that.
Major league pitcher. He won't hit you in the head.
I'd go $5,000 on that one.
$5,000?
Yeah.
All right. Phil, $243.
I mean, I know how fast they throw, but part of me is like 500 plus medical.
Okay.
Because, again, like... You get to tell your boys you took a pitch from an MLB pitcher. And, like, yeah, it's going to suck, but, like, things heal. Like, things heal. So that's
of course.
Why, like, throw the medical cost
I mean, you
there.
See the pros. They
that's
just,
what I'm saying. Tatis
hits
just,
them and they walk
Tatis
to first
just
base.
Didn't Tatis just take one to the shoulder?
No, he, like, threw his shoulder out. So that
oh,
was different.
I thought that was
no, he didn't get hit by a pitch.
I just thought he was hurt.
In my imagination, again, there's a huge crowd watching this happen. It's me and you. It's like the World Series. There's everyone's there. And we walk to the plate, and they're just out there to whip it.
Dude,
like, that
wait,
would be.
Hold on. I really.
That I do for free. I
do.
You
have,
do it for free as
if
long
it was in front of everybody.
It sounds like series. You need a lot of attention.
I just think like that's a hilarious thing.
You wonder why
he
wants to get into comedy. Enjoy,
you know? Like some just dummy getting hit by a fucking pitch.
A lot of people would watch that.
Everyone would.
I think
more
so too,
people
dude.
Watch that than the game.
And you said $25,000.
Would that be the opening pitch?
$500?
That's the opening pitch.
Let's arrange this with
it's
the
just
Padres.
We're working
me.
On it.
We're working
wait,
on it.
So before you say your answer, think about this, because we do have a major league pitcher that is willing to do this.
$500.
All right, $500. Thank you.
Wait. Hold on. I just want to clarify something for my own sanity.
Yeah.
He gets to throw at me, or it's like a guaranteed hit?
No, he's hitting you.
So it's a guarantee. Like, I can't, like.
You don't have a bat.
I understand. I have
no,
a
you're
bat.
In the box.
I'm saying, like, I can turn my body.
You're in the box. You got to turn and take it.
Right. I'm saying, though, like, I could turn my body. So it could be a glancing blow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might barely
yeah,
hit
$500.
You. $500. Or it could just hit you dude, square in the ribs.
Break my ribs.
No. It wouldn't break your ribs. You'll be fine.
It would definitely
$500.
Plus medical. Plus medical.
Well, do you have medical insurance?
Don't answer that question.
I think so, but you still got to pay something, dude. There's a deductible.
Okay, we'll get your copay. That's fine.
That's an emergency
your
room visit.
Your $25 copay at Kaiser Permanente.
Dude, that's an emergency room visit. That's higher.
You're not going to the emergency room. We're not letting that happen.
If I actually went to the emergency room from the dumpster, it'd be free for me, I think.
It might be.
I love how the dumpster's
do
only.
We get to pick what dumpster he goes in?
Yeah, dude. It's going to be in PB
Shore
right
club.
Over here.
Shore
so.
Club.
Shore club. I got to be able to sleep it. What good is it if I'm resting on top of a bunch of trash? I gotta be like.
That's
in
not
the
our
dumpster.
Fault, dude. Like that's you. We did
I'd
not clarify that.
I get fresh air. You guys gotta find a deep
wouldn't
one
you,
that's somewhat.
You want
barren.
People to throw shit in during the while you're in there?
That I can't control it, can I?
Nope. I love that. That's the only one you're doing so far.
But we're gonna raise a lot of money, guys. Donate to the Chris in a Dumpster Fund.
Yeah, I got a couple more questions. But before, I want to know the first time you did comedy. Was it word for word? Did you write jokes out?
Yeah, it's actually, I'd say it's a fault of mine that, like, I'm very...
organized.
Yeah, I'm very organized, and I'm like, I want to say it exactly this way.
Okay.
This is how it needs to be done. And if I do anything different in the moment because I'm excited, my adrenaline's going, there's something happens, and I don't do it exactly right, I'm in my head the rest of the time going, fuck, I fucked that up.
Gotcha.
It could have been better. So I write the whole thing for
verbatim. How about you?
I would say 90% word for word.
Okay.
10% off the cuff. But that's just, I mean, my background, like, training is in trial presentation and shit like that. So, like, a lot of it, he always is like, oh my God, I can't believe how fast you memorize. But, like, I can memorize something quick.
Got you.
So I can get it almost word for word. And then I do throw in little quips here and there just because it's filler.
My first set ever was word for word, wrote it down, practiced in front of the mirror exactly. And I did that for like a year, and then now it's just whatever. I mean, the jokes are pretty much the same.
Right.
But I can do them whenever, order whenever. But I mean, I think that just comes with getting used to it.
Yeah, I don't think I could do, because like I've got a few jokes that come to mind, but I couldn't do them out of order.
Yeah.
Right. So like if you were like, hey, Phil, like do your Jesus joke, then do your doctor joke, I'd be like, oh shit, how do I transition that? How do
I? Yeah, and that just takes time, takes practice. And then the one thing about doing it word for word is if any outside factors happen, it really throws you for a loop. If somebody in the audience says something or something, you're just like, oh God, now what?
Yeah, and like you're in your head so much, like you'll, I think you like fumble the words too, because you're like, oh, I got to say this word now, and then you, fuck, you know, now it's all ruined. So I had a lot of concussions when I was a kid, so I can't memorize as well as Phil. I got to practice really hard to memorize my stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
that's all right, man. I think you're pretty smart.
Lead with your head.
Pee-wee football.
How much to shave your head?
Dude, this, like, back in the day, this question would be easy, but I have been working on this.
That's
mane,
true.
Dude.
This is
a year almost. This is a year almost. Look at that.
Yeah, man, that would hurt.
Ask him who his hero is, who he's trying to look like.
Who are you trying to look like?
Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right.
All right.
That's so bad. How about you, Chris? You first.
I mean, I have a girlfriend now. No one really cares about me too much, so I'd say that's.
Would she care?
I'd do a grand for that one, just because I
bullshit,
like a nice
dude. I got $200 right here, right now. You'll do it.
$200
right now. I'll Venmo you right now.
$200 to bick your head.
You got to bick it. So you're going with the straight raise.
Might as well, dude.
I'll give you $250 for the bick.
I'd go
straight
grand.
We'll go $200 straight razor. Well, isn't that a bick?
No. 200 with like buzz.
The clippers?
Clippers.
Yeah, if you buzz. See, I was thinking buzz.
200 buzz.
Bicking it all the way.
200 for a buzz.
You look menacing.
I'll give you 200
I'd look
buzz.
Menacing, I think, with a bicked head.
Dude, I actually, like, the political climate's not great for
somebody. That's
with
what
a
I'm saying.
Right,
like,
now.
I don't know about, you know, that's tough. You know. But okay. I'd say a grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd probably go 10 grand right now.
Yeah, because
you gotta go big,
nice.
Dude. I actually, as you're...
It's taking a long time.
We
man.
Just got the, his
I
timing's
actually, no,
wrong
I
right
want
now.
More for it's you for that, because I've been a part of this journey, and I'm not just letting go for 10 grand.
I love it.
We've been working
a
on
lot
for
of
a full
word,
year.
Man. The timing of this question is just wrong for him.
Yeah, everything else is...
If you asked me this like a year and a half ago...
You would have done it for $20, obviously. Yeah. All right, how much to shave your eyebrows?
Man.
You could say it. You want to fucking say it, say it.
You mean it looked like you for a week?
Yeah. I got no eyebrows.
I love that, Josh. You just immediately.
I can tell you, your eyes lit up. Like, I can't wait to say this to him.
It's because the first joke I heard from you was your
eyebrow
joke.
Yeah.
And so it's just always funny when you bring it up, because it just makes me think of that joke.
People will always notice them now.
Do either of you know how long it takes for eyebrows to grow back?
I don't, dude.
I don't even know if they grow back, to be honest.
I was
going to
say, I think it's one of those things that might not come back.
You know who did this? So our friend Will, in high school, the hazing they did to the freshmen who made the varsity soccer team, or the sophomores that made it, they'd shave their eyebrows. And I think it took like 2 or 3 months until they looked normal again.
It's one of those pieces of herrings that doesn't grow fast, if at all.
Man, so on that note, how much?
The funny thing is right now I'm like probably less than what I would to shave my hair.
Right.
I love it, because I just think of you with that long hair and no eyebrows, but with a beard, and
so
how
that's
ridiculous
that
would look.
To me, but that's like making it worth less money, because I'm like, that'd be hilarious. So that's value in and of itself.
I don't want to be unreasonable on this, but I feel like I have a high price.
What is it?
Because you're going to look like a goon.
You've had an unreasonable price every time.
Yeah,
why are you acting like now it's going to change?
I agree.
I think on that one I'm going.
You're obviously very happy with where you're at in life, financially and physically. So
I'm going $2,000.
$2,000? I think that's
bucks.
A good number.
I think 2,000.
Let's see yours. Oh, fucking.
I was kind of leaning
Toyota Hummer.
Yeah. I was leaning towards 10 grand.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's unreasonable. But I
you have nice eyebrows, though, too.
I think I have nice
He's
ones.
Got game-changing yeah. eyebrows.
Holy shit, dude.
You didn't know I could do
like that?
That.
Yeah, that was pretty
Johnson,
impressive.
The Rock was my hero. Rock, I read yeah. his book, The Rock Says. I did a book report.
And it and teaches you how to do that?
Do that.
You can learn how to do that in a book?
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta do anything you set your mind to, Josh. Yeah. Anything's possible.
Anything your eyebrows can do if you set your mind to it. Okay, how about this one? Since this isn't like mind-altering or game-changing, how much to get a bikini wax?
How much do those cost?
Okay, so the cost?
No, I'm curious. How much do those cost?
Like, I think like $100.
All right.
How about this? What if I get the bikini wax before you have to wipe my ass? Because then I'll have a nice, smooth bum for
you. I'm not doing it unless
Why
you
not,
have 100
dude?
Grand. He's doing it for $500.
I got both my arms like this.
He's
I got
doing
nothing
it
from
for $500.
You.
Cost of the bikini wax plus 100.
Okay.
I think that, yeah.
I'm honestly, can I be honest?
I look good for the summer.
I wouldn't mind an excuse to know what it's like to be all smooth. And all right,
so how
old,
much?
You're
going to do this for free, yeah. too?
I would do it for, like, at cost, and then if there was, like, something, I don't know.
Some wings.
Yeah, like some wings.
Okay.
Is it the whole body? Where do you do? Just your nuts?
No, bikini wax is your bikini lines, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, where your bikini
yeah.
would be.
I think I'd do that one.
That's such a guy response. Where's the bikini
I think
where's
it's the
it
b-hole,
at?
Too.
I think it's the b-hole.
I think I'd do that for, like, what'd you say, 250?
No.
He said $100
cost
plus
$100.
I'd do it for that, too.
Okay. Matching bikini wax,
I'll do it. I'll do it for $99 plus cost.
All right.
Well, I would just, yeah, I'll just do it.
90?
Yeah.
90 plus cost?
Let's go right
You'll
now.
You'll just
do
it? All right, we're just going to the store right
at
now.
Cost.
That would be nice to
I'll
get a fresh
I'll pay for the
coat,
bikini wax.
Know?
All right, what's, yeah. what, like, wait, truthfully, what's the lowest you would go?
I think 500.
500?
Wow. You went from 100 to 90 to 500.
Well, I was just agreeing with everything you said.
Okay,
well,
so what's your real one?
For me, I think.
Like, realistically, because I know you're joking, but like what would you really do it for?
All right, 250.
250?
250.
Yeah,
do it for.
And you're
100. Because I could go have a nice dinner afterwards.
At yeah. cost plus $100.
Yeah.
All right.
250.
A couple more questions. Tattoos. You guys have any tattoos?
I got three.
Three tattoos.
One.
Okay, how much to get a tramp stamp?
Do I pick what it is?
You could pick what it is. You have to leave it on your body for 1 year.
Oh, so you can get it off at... Oh.
After a year.
Damn it, dude. That was my loophole.
I would get a PB Backyard Comedy tramp stamp for a bit if I could remove it at the end.
Okay. For how much?
I mean... Cost of tattoo removal,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know how much that is. I just don't have to pay for it to be removed in a year.
Yep.
Cost of tattoo. Because those, I mean, you get a nice tattoo, that could be like $500.
Yeah.
Right? So cost
Some
of tattoo,
shadows.
Cost of tattoo removal, and then $500.
All right.
$300.
So like $1,300.
$1,300, right around there.
All
right. Yeah.
For a tramp stamp.
There's a part of me. That's
your choice, $1,500.
Okay.
Like you pick
we'll
the tattoo.
We'll go with the my choice version
yeah.
instead. Then.
So if you put together $1,500, I will let you tramp stamp me.
And can I tell you what
year.
It would be?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, he's picking for you?
No.
Well,
I gave him
option.
Two prices. I gave him the price of my choice. So an extra $200, he gets to pick what it is.
$200? Do you know this guy, what he's capable of?
I know he's not going to put together $1,500.
Ah.
I'm fucking putting this now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little nervous about the show because I feel like at the end of this, you actually have money and that we're going to have to do whatever we said or else we're cowards.
Yeah.
So to get a tramp stamp.
I'll do it.
For me. But I get to pick it.
Hold on. Wait, I don't say any of these prices lightly.
We'll get the what's your price mob on you guys.
Yeah.
And
I think I would do that for a grand. And I think that'd be a funny laugh for a year. And at the end of it.
You know, that's less than what I just said.
Well.
So you'd get a tramp stamp for a grand.
Is all right, and with all the other stuff paid for, to remove
so
it.
He wants removal.
Okay.
All that, yeah.
He wants the tattoo.
And
but I just net
my choice or
grand.
Your choice?
My choice, PB Backyard Comedy.
Okay.
So
for
he
sure.
nets $1,000.
Yeah.
So my choice for you
yeah.
is a dolphin jumping out of a tuna can.
Dude, that's sick.
Balancing a beach ball.
I'm not mad at that at all.
It's actually kind of, yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
That's like, if anything, that's better than I would have gone with. I would probably go with like a butterfly.
Either that or a swastika. You can choose. Probably go with the Dolphin.
Going with the Dolphin on that one, Bob. Right.
No. Can I?
Because you said $1,500. I don't know which one you want. All right, let's go neck tattoo.
Oh, dude.
Katy Perry, fireworks behind her, neck tattoo.
The only reason that this is like unrealistically high.
Because of work.
It's because of work.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go.
You could wear turtlenecks and dress shirts. You'd be fine.
You'd be Steve Jobs for a year.
I'd probably go 200,000.
Okay.
Just because like. If I lose my job, I need to be able to make it for more than a year, find other work after that.
I get it. I think that's very fair. Baby, you're a firework.
Yeah, this
what
one.
What are you doing?
That makes me think of the interview. If liking Katy Perry, Margaritas is gay, I don't want to be straight.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Phil on this one. Like, I think it's got to cover.
It's
like,
got to be a lot.
It's got to be a lot because you're definitely losing your job. For sure.
Or just
no,
the potential.
Why would you?
No, wait. You can't get fired for that anymore.
You definitely
can't. You'd sue them.
You know, you definitely can't.
Why would you lose your job? You just go with a dress shirt. You go with a turtleneck.
Well, also, people have tattoos everywhere now, so I'm getting fired because of
you don't
of
even
my
go
expression
into,
of
you don't
how
even,
I
yes.
feel.
Yeah, you could.
No. You don't even go into an office, so how would you lose your job?
Yeah, you could just put makeup over it, too, if you really needed
makeup,
to.
Makeup, you could put a turtleneck or a long sleeve dress.
I like a quarter mil. I like 250 grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that he acted like, oh, it's going to be a lot.
He made it
and then he goes 50 more than me.
He made it sound like he was going to drop a little number.
No. Right? I was waiting for like, oh,
I don't want
1,000,
that.
10,000.
I mean, that'd be painful too on your neck. I don't like that.
All right. Last question, you guys. Actually, we'll throw in one more question. How much to wear a dog shock collar and get shocked 3 times?
What's the setting at?
Highest setting possible.
He knows a lot about these now, so I don't think he's afraid of this one at all.
I don't know. Look at his face. This was the most shook he got about any of them.
The only reason is because I know you'll put the money together. $300.
$300?
$100 a shock.
Okay.
$100 a shock.
Maybe we'll just raise one shock for one.
I'll still do it.
$300.
All right, but thinking through this, right?
I'm sure you
they
will.
They can't make a dog collar that's going to like really harm a dog. So you're just buying off the shelf
you.
Dog collar that they sell at Petco.
Yeah, it's
or
not
going to
kill
I
you.
I do have a friend that will soup this collar up.
All right, so it's like
so
it's like got
the
Nas tank in there or something.
Yeah, I got a friend who can make it electric times 1,000.
Come on, Johnny, hit the Nas.
And it's just one pop. Boom.
Just one. I mean, I said three, but how much for one?
Boom, boom, boom. I think, I'd like a nice dinner. I'd go $300 on that. That's reasonable.
A
like
nice that. Dinner is $300?
I'm going down to, like, born and raised. I'm getting fucking mad nice steak and getting a little scotch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a nice night out with myself to get
$300,
shocked
$600 to shock you both.
Yeah.
Well, $100, $300
$100 per
shock.
Yeah.
All right, here's the last question. How much to go bungee jumping? Well, this is a parlay of questions.
I figured. $20 plus the
$20?
Cost.
Yeah, at cost.
So you guys,
because I've gone skydiving 3 times already. I
okay, so how much
that.
To go skydiving?
If you pay for it, I
okay,
love it. It's
so
fun.
That's,
you pay for it. I'll try it.
Okay, how much to go skydiving? If there's 5 parachutes, 4 of them are packed.
I'm not dying for your fucking game show. It's not happening.
Well, you wouldn't necessarily.
$24. No.
So yep. I have a 1 in 5 chance of dying.
20%.
Way too high.
80% success rate. I love it.
I have
I
to
love
answer
it because he's
so.
Contemplating a number.
Thinking it through,
dude.
Man.
My number's so ridiculous, unreasonable.
That's fine. What is it,
dude? It's like
I
it's,
come
it's,
to
it's
you
a
for
number that like if that chute opens, I never have to do any. I can do whatever I want for the rest of my life, basically. I risked dying and giving all
of
that
yeah,
up.
Of course.
So $5 million. I'd want 100 mil.
Okay.
$5 million.
$5 million. Okay. Yeah. 100 million.
Dude, I'm just thinking because with like 500
million. There's no
million,
price that's worth your life.
500
I mean,
million. I can
this
make
last question, honestly, is just like a suicide check just to see how you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Right.
And you guys succeeded.
And
so
I said
we're
$24
good.
To start.
Yeah, he said $24. So maybe he didn't totally succeed. But that was it, you guys. Thank you so much for doing the episode,
thanks
the
for
show.
Having us.
Yeah, this was fun.
Anything you guys want to talk about? Plug. I mean, obviously, PB Backyard Comedy. This thing will be out not this Monday, but the following week.
Okay.
So any shows you guys want to talk about?
I mean, not this Monday, the next week. So next Monday?
So the 20th, we'll have a show.
Yeah, April 20th.
April 20th. And then also
May 4th.
May 4th.
Very excited about that show.
Trevor Wallace show.
Okay.
Yep. Chad, JT.
Yeah, Trevor, Chad, JT.
I would just say, I mean, just keep an eye on us for the summer.
And then May 6th, obviously.
Yep. We'll be back at Backyard.
And then follow at
PB Backyard Comedy. Yeah. One word, no spaces.
All right. And last question, are you guys going to ever do comedy again?
Connor Fit and Funny's Gym.
Yes.
He's starting an open mic in his gym here in PB. So we are going to start going to that next Thursday.
I love it.
And, yeah. he's gonna, and maybe someday we'll be on our own stage. I don't know.
And I think
Forever
after that
enough.
Thursday, he's going to do it every Tuesday after that. So like that's going to be my new home on Tuesday nights.
I love
in
it.
In that garage. So yeah.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
All right, Josh, thanks.
You're going to do some of this shit.
Dude, I'm so worried.
You're going to do one
I'll
of them.
See you in the dumpster.
You're going to be in the dumpster.
Let's do the fundraiser.
Let's raise that money for charity. Let's get it done.
Do it for the kids.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.